Welcome back to In the Moment. I'm Lori Walsh. This weekend, the South Dakota Symphony Orchestra takes the stage at the Washington Pavilion in Sioux Falls with COVID precautions in place. The program includes the world premiere of a piece called Already Yesterday or Still Tomorrow, inspired by the global pandemic. It also features the orchestra's principal horn, Daniel Kitchens, as soloist in Strauss's Horn Concerto No. 2. Music director and conductor Delta David Geyer joins us today alongside Daniel Kitchens. Maestro Geyer, welcome. Thanks for being here again.
Thank you, Lori. Good to be here.
Daniel, welcome for the first time, I think.
Yes, good morning. Thanks for having me.
Maestro Geyer, I want to start with you and tell us a little bit about this performance and the programming for it this weekend, as you have really pivoted so much with the kind of music that you're playing. Where would you like to begin today?
Where to begin? Well, so I think the program we're doing next month is a good example. I think we programmed that particular one four times since it was originally scheduled. So, and a lot of stuff forwarded from last season and stuff that we thought we would be able to do by now that we can't do. And it's simply a lot of it has to do with the amount of people you can fit on the stage. I was just thinking a few days ago that less than 2 years ago, we had 350 people on that stage for Mahler's 8th Symphony. And now we can fit a grand total of 45 in the entire stage because of the distancing, 6 feet between everybody. So, it has a lot to do with the size of orchestra we can put there, but also, you know, it presents other challenges in terms of just the way that we communicate, how we hear one another. In classical music, it's extremely important to be able to hear, you know, very, very intricately what other people are doing. And it's nigh impossible in the present situation.
So can I put a call in to have vaccinations for symphony performers throughout the country? This is essential work, Delta David Geyer. It's essential work.
Give it your best shot, yeah.
Okay. But there is wonderful pieces on the program, including this Already Yesterday or Still Tomorrow, which with a composer who also pivoted because of his life in New York City. Tell me a little bit about this piece, and then we'll make sure we talk next about Strauss.
Sure. So Frank Otero, we've known each other for quite a while now. I mean, he became a fan of the South Dakota Symphony when I first came here, when we started, programming contemporary music, Pulitzer Prize winners, all of that. So Frank's day job is as a composer advocate for a very large advocacy group called New Music USA. It's actually a funding group also. We've received a lot of grants from them. And he's also the editor of the premier online magazine about new music called New Music Box. Also a composer his entire life, and Frank and I have been talking about doing something like this for several years. So this seemed to be the right time. So he actually tailored the instruments, the orchestration for this piece around like Mendelssohn's Scottish Symphony in order to be able to do this. He might have written for a bigger orchestra, but happy to do it for this. But the piece is something that we have all experienced, this Already Yesterday is Still Tomorrow. I mean, this COVID time that we all inhabit without structure and, you know, what day is it today? You know, like that kind of thing. But he and his wife, Trudy, they live in Upper Manhattan. And he told me that they did not leave their apartment building for 8 months. Well, we all know what happened in New York City at the beginning of the pandemic.
Right.
But they were having groceries delivered through the window of their ground floor apartment. And they felt like they were taking their lives in their hands by getting the mail because three people in their building had died of COVID.
Sure.
So,
right.
And Frank's own mother passed away from COVID on April 3rd. So So this is an intensely personal piece for him. And it may be the first COVID piece premiered by a professional orchestra in this country. So this is it's a real privilege to get to do this piece.
And world premiere. Daniel Kitchens, tell me a little bit about the Strauss Horn Concerto, because as I was reading the program notes, there are connections between Strauss and his father and those deep family connections. But tell me a little bit about the concerto as you've been living with it these past few weeks, I'm sure, or months or years,
yeah.
or however long it takes to,
yeah. Yeah, years,
to get exactly. to where you are today.
Yeah, it's really interesting. This is my first time, you know, getting to play a concerto with the orchestra. So the biggest difference I can tell so far in this process is just the sheer amount of time that I've had with the piece. And, you know, as a horn player, I've worked on the first concerto and now the second concerto. And they're both dedicated to Strauss's father, who was a very prominent horn player during his day. But the two pieces could not be more different. The first piece is he wrote when he was 14 years old at the very beginning of his life, you know, and it wasn't one of his first compositions. He was already composing. But then this piece, the second concerto, is just a very chamber music type work. It goes through multiple keys just in the first page. He wrote it at the end of his life, also dedicated back to his father. So it's really interesting, kind of, I've had both of them on my stand, just kind of comparing them and how different they really are. It's just, I'm so excited to get to perform this with my colleagues on stage and really explore the chamber music properties of this piece too.
Yeah. Talk about that listening element of it, because with the intricacies between the soloist and the section and then the rest of the group, real challenges here. What has that been like for you?
Well, it's meant that I've had to spend a lot of extra time learning the rest of the parts in the orchestra. Throughout the entire piece, there's tons of interplay between parts. The second movement especially sticks out to me because the first melody that comes in is played by the oboe and the bassoon, John and Jeff. I can't wait to hear them play it. And then right after that, I get to play the same melody but with the entire wind section. So it's like I kind of have a different role in the second movement, and then at the end of the second movement, I get a chance to play that melody on my own with the strings accompanying. So there'll be a different approach to the way that we can play those two instances of the melody. But I'm actually, I have to tell you, really excited. In the third movement, there's a little horn trio that happens right at the end. And it's the theme of the third movement, but I get to play it like kind of like Beethoven Eroica with the other two horns that'll be in the orchestra playing. And every time I run this piece, I get to that point, I'm so excited. I get to have a little horn trio moment during the concerto. I can't wait.
David, tell me a little bit about the Strauss, and then I want to make sure we talk about the Glorious Mendelssohn as well. What do you want to add to what Daniel said there about the Strauss?
Well, it's vintage Strauss. Like Dan said, it was the end of his life. There are 40 years in between these two horn concertos for Strauss and a lot of operas. So when I come to this, I hear the operas, like that second movement Dan was talking about. It's like a love duet from Rosenkavalier or something like this. It's just glorious. But the tight construction, that's what Dan, the piece is like, what, 20 minutes, 22 minutes? Is that right?
Right.
It's not very long. So there's so much that's it's not that it's compacted or something or telescoped. It's just so masterfully composed. And Dan was right to point out the chamber music part of it, because a concerto features a soloist accompanied by the orchestra. But in this case, in particular, I mean, there's so much intricacy from individuals in the orchestra also participating. It's a marvelous piece.
Yeah. Tomorrow night is the concert, 7:30 inside the Washington Pavilion in downtown Sioux Falls. Again, 2:30 Central, Sunday afternoon at the Oscar Larson Performing Arts Center in Brookings. Delta David Geyer, tell me a little bit about Mendelssohn, please.
Well, this is the Mendelssohn Scottish Symphony. It's numbered number three, but it's actually his last one. It's just the numbering gets, you know, when they're published. So, and it was inspired by Mendelssohn's trip to Scotland, as his Italian symphony was inspired by his trip to Italy. So it's kind of like a postcard home in a way, except that he was 20 years old when he went to Scotland, and he was almost 40 when he wrote the Scottish Symphony. So he sketched ideas, musical ideas, like the opening of the symphony is actually inspired by the ruins of, I think it's Holyrood Chapel, where Mary, Queen of Scots, was coronated. So there's a lot of that kind of, there's very many Scottish elements in it, folk tunes and things, but not quoted. But, you know, he's like created them in his own way. It's all still very Mendelssohnian. It's a marvelous, marvelous piece of music.
Tell me what Mendelssohnian means. My knowledge is light for him.
It's just very, very characteristic of Mendelssohn. Like you, sure. If you're familiar with any particular composer's sound world, then they have a very unique voice, and Mendelssohn's voice is indeed very unique. I should slip in that there are three ways to experience the concert tomorrow. You can, of course, come to the concert tomorrow night. There's also an open dress rehearsal at 1 o'clock for people who would like a little more social distancing, might feel a little nervous. Our protocols are very strict about all the safety protocols for musicians and audience, but that's maybe even more so. But also it'll be streamed, live streamed at 7:30 tomorrow evening for those who want to tune in. And you can get there right off our website. And that's thanks to South Dakota Public Broadcasting, who's committed to live streaming all of our concerts.
Yeah, a wonderful partnership. So again, the Glorious Mendelssohn and Strauss concert tomorrow night starts at 7:30 Central inside the Washington Pavilion in downtown Sioux Falls. You can stream it through the Symphony website. Again, they'll perform 2:30 Central in Brookings at the Oscar Larson Performing Arts Center. And of course, as Delta David Geyer just said, 1 p.m. open dress rehearsal tomorrow. Delta David Geyer, thanks for being here with us. It's always a pleasure.
A pleasure for me. Thank you, Lori.
Daniel Kitchens, we look forward to the performance. Thank you so much for being here as well.
Thanks, Lori. Appreciate it.